We are in Simen Ches, the Halachas of Tzitzis, and we are up to Sif Yud Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll just be doing Sif Yud Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch in the previous Halacha, in Sif Yud Beis, was talking about putting on more than one beged, and we said there that if you were not mafsik between the two, not in time, not in dibur, and your kavana was to cover the other one, then one bracha would cover both. Now we have the question, someone put on his talus katan in the morning and made a bracha on it. And now is going to put on his talus gadol. Should he make another bracha? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Halovish talus katan umavarach alav. Ukeshaholech lebeis hakneses misatev betalus gadol, tzarech levarach alav. You would have to make an additional bracha. Why? The halicha mibeiso lebeis hakneses chashiva hefsik. The Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber's shita is that walking, that halicha, is considered a hefsik. Halicha is considered a hefsik. So, according to the Mechaber, if you walk in between putting on one talus and another, between one pair of tzitzis and another, you'd have to make another bracha. The act of walking is considered a hefsik. Now, as far as the halacha is concerned, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the poskim disagree with the Mechaber. And they say that the issue is not halicha. His halacha is true, but his principle is not. Meaning, halicha is not the hefsik. Shinui makom, change of place, is a hefsik. We find this in other areas of brachas as well, including birkas hanenin. There are times that if you make a bracha in one place and walk out of the building, you'll have to make another bracha because of shinui makom. So the halacha here is that if you put on a pair of tzitzis in one place and then you leave, that constitutes a shinui makom, says the Mishnah Berurah. Very much like in the halachas of brachas, shinui makom would be that you left the building. Going from one room to another does not constitute a shinui makom. Mecheder lecheder is not a shinui makom. You know, perhaps according to the Machaber that the issue was halicha, one could have thought otherwise. But if the halacha is that it is shinui makom and not halicha that makes the hefsik, it would actually mean that you left the building. So if you're leaving your house and going to shul, yes indeed, you'll have to make another bracha. You'll have to say al hisatef, and the reason you do that is because you're now in a different place than where you made the al mitzvah tzitzis, which was at home. Now, this halacha, the Mechaber says, is taught when you go to shul to put on your talus. V'imispal b'soch beso, if you're davening at home. Or another case, you're putting on your talus gadol at home. Im hoya dato mitchila gam al talus gadol lo hifzik b'intayim b'sicho b'dvarim acherim, ein sorach la'asu l'vorech. He would not have to make a separate bracha on his talus gadol. Now remember, the Mechaber's shita was that the bracha we say on a talus katan is lehisatef batzitzis. So according to the Mechaber, the bracha of lehisatef that is said on a talus katan should cover the talus gadol if you're putting it on in the same house, and there's absolutely no reason to wait for your talus gadol. Say your lehisatef on your talus katan and cover your talus gadol. Now this is all within the shita of the Mechaber. As far as the Ramah goes, the bracha we say is al mitzvah tzitzis. Now, generally speaking, one puts his tzitzis, his talus katan, on before he can make a bracha, either before his hands are clean, or because he has to use the washroom and couldn't say a bracha, or he's actually putting on his tzitzis in the washroom. In which case, you can't make a bracha at the time. The Mishnah Berurah already told us that you're better off waiting till you put on your talus gadol and being motzi your talus katan with the talus gadol. Unless there's a very long gap between the time that you're putting on your talus katan and you're putting on your talus gadol. Otherwise, you really should make your bracha on the talus gadol, especially for Ashkenazim who say the bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis on the talus katan and they say the lehisatef on the talus gadol. With regard to the halacha of shinui, what happens if you had das, if you had kavana to put your talus on in shul? You put on your talus katan, and your kavana was that you're going to put on your talus gadol in shul. Does kavana help to take away from shinui makom? Now, there are times that in halacha it does. There are times that it does not. So the question is, what if you had the kavana here? So, lahalacha we hold that kavana is not going to help you. On the contrary, what the Mechaber says here is that you need both conditions. Without a shinui makom, you need kavana. If it's with kavana, then halicha according to the Mechaber, and for us shinui makom would require another bracha. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, who holds that if you did have kavana, that shinui makom is not a hefsik. Meaning, if you put on your talis cut and made a bracha on it, and you knew you were going to shul, then according to the Magen Avraham, there are those who say that shinui makom would not require another bracha, and the Magen Avraham would therefore say that you should not make a bracha. So that, according to the Magen Avraham, shinui makom is not enough. What would constitute a hefsik? Either that you didn't have in mind to put your talis gadol on right away, or you live far from the shul. The lashon of the Mishneh Berurah here is, im lo shaya beis haknesses rochok mi beisa. If the shul is far away from your house, that is not the technical halacha of shinui makom. There, you're talking about a whole different story. It's even some level of hesach hadas. So, according to the Magen Avraham, if you have kavana to put on your talis gadol, you had that kavana at the time you made the bracha on the talis katan, even though you went to shul, there was a halicha for the mechaber, there was shinui makom for the other acharonim. Nevertheless, you should not make a bracha unless the shul was far away from the house.